The unique behavior of IFR pullback compared to FFR pullback is due to the differences between hyperemic and baseline flow. Dr. Urin studied this in 1994 when he measured the baseline and hyperemic flows of patients with no coronary lesions, the vertical data points above the zero, and those of patients with single stenoses of different severities. When a hyperemic agent is administered, the microvasculature vasodilates and coronary blood flow increases from baseline. This is the difference between the green and the red lines. As stenosis severity increases, the heart has less capability, or coronary vasodilator reserve, to increase flow in response to exercise or a hyperemic agent, and at some degree of severity, is unable to increase flow above baseline. On the other hand, the heart is quite capable of maintaining baseline flow for all stenosis severities up to 80 or 90%. When one of a series of lesions is treated, the total amount of stenosis is decreased, quickly returning some amount of coronary vasodilator reserve capability to the heart. With this newfound reserve, the heart is able to increase its hyperemic blood flow, changing the parameters there to use to calculate FFR across the remaining lesions.